Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we're going to be talking about step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone. Now let me start by saying comfort is a scam. Yep, I put that out there. Comfort is a scam. The truth is that we are comfortable only when we resign to what we currently have. And that's what we refer to as comfort. When you adapt to your current situation, you say you are comfortable. Oh, that's a scam. Okay. What exactly is your comfort zone? Your comfort zone is the area of familiarity, where you have no stress, where you're just coasting along. That's what comfort zone really is. A place where it seems that you know what to expect, no surprises, nothing comes to you without your knowledge. You're just there. You seem to be in charge and you're just coasting along. That's the comfort zone. And many a times when we're fruitful with ourselves, we know that we are just settling for less. We know that we can do much more. We know we can achieve much more. We know we can be much more. But we're just comfortable where we are. We are like, okay, let me not rock the boat. Let me not look for trouble. Let me just stay here. And you know, every day goes by and I'm just doing the little bit I can, contributing my little quota to the world, and everybody's happy. But that's just a scam. Because being in your comfort zone denies you of a lot of things. It denies you of the possibilities of what you can achieve when you step out of it. It denies you of the people you can meet, the things you can see when you step out of your comfort zone. It's like if a butterfly never moves out of its cocoon, it will never know how beautiful the world is. It will never be able to fly to the heights to which a butterfly can reach if it decides to stay in its cocoon and it's comfortable. But it has to break free of that in order to become a butterfly, in order to be able to reach beautiful flowers that are high up there, in order to be able to see the world in all of its beauty. It has to leave its comfort zone. And so the same for all of us. For us to achieve much more, for us to be all we need to be, we need to be comfortable with constantly leaving our comfort zone. Because this is what happens. You move into a stage and you become comfortable there. But there's a higher level. Now, you don't want to aspire to that higher level because you know that it's going to bring a lot of change. And we don't so much like change. But you have forgotten that where you are comfortable with right now, something brought you into it. And where you were new there, it wasn't so comfortable. It was a change, which wasn't exactly comfortable. But now you're used to it. It's familiar. It doesn't come with stress. You know what to expect. And so you don't want to move higher. But change is a constant thing in life. So we need to be ready to change and we need to always be willing to welcome change. Now, comfort at times is the bribe that we get in order for us not to pursue our dreams. So I've seen this flyer somewhere that says that salary is what your employer pays you every month to keep you away from your dreams. It's something like that when it comes to comfort. Comfort is that thing that's like a bribe, like a compensation that we are given in order for us not to pursue our higher goals, in order for us not to pursue our actual dreams. So you just feel like, oh, why disturb myself? Why should I go through that stress? I mean, I'm okay as I am. I'm okay where I am. And why rock the boat? So invariably, comfort makes us settle for less. It makes us settle for less than we can actually achieve. But if we move out of our comfort zone, our minds open up. You find out that it stirs up your creativity. You have to adapt. You have to think of ways to, you know, do new things. You have to think of ways to adapt to the new situation. And so we blossom in ways we do not even know that are possible. And then it expands our capacity. And this is what we call growth. It expands your capacity to think, to reason, to work, to reach out, to touch lives. It expands your capacity, basically. So being in your comfort zone is just a scam. It denies you of all these lovely things. Now, I dare say that even God is not committed to your comfort. Yeah? He is not committed to your comfort. He is committed to his purpose. And that's why at times when we get too comfortable, if God himself rocks the boat. Because he's trying to shake us out of that comfort zone to say, hey, this is not what I have in mind for you. Step up. So, don't be carried away with looking for your comfort. Some people are just out there laboring day and night. All they are trying to achieve is their comfort. Well, I understand that that could be a big deal if you are actually not in a comfortable place yet. But I say to you, as you seek to get more comfortable, understand that comfort is not the end. It's a means in itself. You get comfortable so that you can reach for higher goals, so that you can settle down and reevaluate and then reach for something higher. So comfort is not an end in itself, it's a means. And if we see it that way, it helps us not to settle fully into comfort. Okay, so I would like to say that I challenge you today to look at things that are outside of your comfort zone and reach for them. We need to reach out of our comfort zone. For a lot of us, our comfort zone are the things that are around us, the environment we find ourselves. For some of us, they played employment. You earn a comfortable salary every month and you feel, oh, what else do I want? But you know that there's an inner yearning in you to go for something higher, to do something different, to reach out to a particular set of people, to take a particular risk. But you're like, it's good enough where I am. I can keep body and soul together. I have a comfortable accommodation. My kids are doing well. They're in good schools. I get to go on vacation. What else can I be wanting? Let me just stay here. No, please move out of your comfort zone. Dare to do that thing. Dare to dream higher. For some of us, it's been in our father's houses. You need to step out of that comfort. You need to launch out on your own. Take the plunge. Take the plunge. It may not be easy. I'm not promising you it's going to be easy, but I'm promising you we grow in the process. For some of us, we need to start that new business. For some of us, we need to take on that new challenge coming our way. For some of us, we need to change our diet. We need to change our routine. We need to change our location, our environment. Some people need to relocate. They know it. But because, I don't want to make new friends. I'm comfortable here. I already know my way around. I know the people. I know what to expect. We don't want to do it. My challenge to you today is take that plunge. Step out of your comfort zone. You can never tell what's on the other side. You can never tell. I remember my journey into entrepreneurship, and it was a very funny one, because I was in my comfort zone. Everything was going well. I had a good job and all of that. I was doing well. My kids were doing well. The family was good. But then I knew that there was something calling me. I knew that I had to, you know, free up my time so that I can do so much more that God wants me to deliver to the world. I knew that staying in a paid employment will limit my reach. And so I had to take that plunge. When I had to do that, some people looked at me and felt like, this girl is simply crazy. How can you have such a good job? How can you be doing so well in life? God has blessed you. And then you say, no, you like trouble. You just want to take a plunge into what can end you in poverty. It's like you like stress. You want something that you will have to labor hard before you can earn something monthly. Why don't you stay where you are and continue and do whatever it is? You know, just try to combine it with what you're doing already and this and that. Those were some of the counsels I got. But I moved out of my comfort zone. I took that plunge, even though it was an unpopular one. But today, I look back and I'm very, very happy, grateful, and fulfilled that I did that. So you never can know what's on the other side for you. I am happier now, and I feel more fulfilled. So please take that plunge. Yes, people will say, take calculated risk. I am of the opinion too that you should evaluate, don't just take risk, evaluate your risk. But don't let the huge cost of your risk debar you from taking risk at all. Rather, I would say you prepare adequately for the risk you are about to take. So, in conclusion, my challenge to you today is step out. Step out of your comfort zone. Try something new. Do something different. You never might know.
Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.